I'd like to welcome you to Moraine Park's Talent Talk. I'm Bo Gellings, and today we're talking with our leadership instructor, Matt Goff. Today, Matt and I are going to be talking about leadership and communication as a means to business success. So to get us started, Matt, tell us a little more about what your background is and how you got interested in the topic of leadership and communication.
Hey, Bo, thanks for having me. So my background is really started out in higher education, working with college students. And while in that field and working more in kind of the student affairs development, so student affairs, student development, career services, and leadership. And one of the things that I became very interested early on was a student's ability to lead others. And one of the topics that came up from that was often communication. I have a bachelor's degree in interpersonal communications as well, so that's just always been a fascinating subject to me. So from there, I have just really developed a passion for leadership in general, learning what makes people tick, what makes leaders tick, how do leaders get others to follow them, and one of the things that is, regardless of what leadership book you read, anything that's out there that you come across in terms of leadership, communication comes up. And how an individual communicates to the followers, to the people that are looking to them, communication is a huge role in that. And so, I those two are just tied inherently together. And so it's just a fascinating thing. It's constantly evolving, constantly changing, just as our world is. And so leaders need to stay fresh and stay up to date on that and keep growing in that themselves. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like, as you mentioned, they go together, and communication is always one of those things where I think we all could use a little bit of an improvement,
right,
as we progress through our careers.
Yeah, you use it. I mean, you use communication at home, you use communication in the workplace. It's just one of those things that I think we take for granted every once in a while. And it, however, is a skill that you can work on just like any other activity. So, yeah.
Excellent. So how would you define leadership? And more specifically, how do you think it's changed over time?
Yeah, so leadership has definitely evolved. If you boil it down, it changed from leaders being leader-focused and focused on themselves as the leader to leaders serving the people that are following them. So leadership has really changed in a sense of the why behind what they're doing. And so my favorite definition, and once again, leadership is one of those topics that's written, I don't know the exact numbers, but there's got to be 16 books, you know, produced every single day. There's leadership books all over the place, and every single one kind of comes up with a little bit of a different definition. But one that I've always been drawn to comes from social change. And so it really talks about the purpose of a leader is to impact those around them in a positive way, to bring change to the people, to their environment in a positive way. And so if you are not bringing about change, getting people to grow themselves, and if it's not being done in a positive way, then you really need to check your own leadership skills and different things that you are looking at. So comes more from bringing positive change in whatever environment you are in, home life, bringing about positive change in family, kids, those types of things, and at work, both with your fellow employees and those that may follow you.
So as an instructor, I'm sure you've ran across this in the classroom and in other venues, but when you think about what challenges leaders face, what do you see as an instructor when you're in the classroom working on developing leaders and their skill set? What challenges do you see?
Yeah, so I work with everybody from, those individuals that are working their very first job, trying to just figure out how to be a good employee, all the way up to, executive level individuals. And one of the things that constantly comes up is the complexity of every situation, right? We all work in different environments. Those environments are made up of individuals, and those individuals are all completely different. And so to survive in one of those organizations, you just really need to understand yourself, and you need to understand the organization that you're in. And so I think that's something that, and they're just getting more complex as time goes on. So I think that leaders that are really starting to come in, you know, those first-time supervisors, those individuals, or they're taking that next step and they're supervising supervisors, it's really learning how to put yourself into others' shoes, how to have understanding for other individuals. And as, when you kind of go back to the communication, being able to recognize that there are a million different lenses in an organization. An individual speaks and they're coming from one way, who they're communicating with is taking it in a completely different way. So it is it's a complex thing. It's also, as I said earlier, something that you need to work on. Leaders need to constantly be keeping themselves fresh. Leaders need to be taking opportunities to grow. And I think that's one thing in our busy world that leaders oftentimes struggle with, of how do I step away? How do I learn more about the individuals I'm working with? All those types of things. Yet it's extremely important if they want to be successful as a leader to continue to grow themselves and to develop their own skills around leadership.
Yeah, so it sounds like saying I'm too busy isn't really a good excuse when we look at any development, but right. Specifically in the leadership side,
yep.
Definitely not gonna result in a positive outcome.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think everybody's busy, and if success is the goal, which it is in every single organization, you need to be constantly growing, both as an organization and as an individual, definitely.
So when we look at that, how do you prevent, and I use this example with clients, how do you prevent we went to this seminar, I've got the binder, it's sitting on my bookshelf, but in all reality, I don't take it off the shelf. How do you prevent that from happening?
Yeah, so in the end, the binder doesn't mean much, right? Because every single conference you go to, every single training you go to, you get that binder, and then work life hits. What I, especially in my trainings, what I try to do is to take those key action points, you know, those moments, those small things that you said, yeah, I like that, and I can implement that today. I can take that action item and take 2, 3, 4 of those items and really fully implement those as you go back. Some of them are stretch goals, you know, those things of, especially when you start talking about culture, you know, organizational culture. Yeah, you're not going to be able to, you know, take that back and implement something the next day. However, there are small steps that we will talk you through that help you to reach that point a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. So it's not about the binder. It's about those 2, 3, 4 things that you came away with that you said, yeah, that's important to me. I need to work on that, or I'm good at that, and I need to capitalize on that and take that back and plant it right away. There's also, I think when you do this as an organization or as a group, I think they oftentimes have more success around this stuff because they're able to have a shared language, a common understanding of things. It's great to have, you know, one individual coming in to talk about, you know, performance reviews, and they definitely gain something from that. But when your whole team sits down and says, how do we want to do this as an organization? You have these takeaways that are most definitely able to be used right away. So yeah, those, I think taking a giant program and saying, here are the 3 things, the 4 things that we can do now, and here's a couple things we can work towards. So
Interesting. And it sounds like in your example, if there's a shared group or a group of like-minded individuals, maybe they can hold themselves accountable to those 2 or 3 key takeaways.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're in January of 2020 right now. So all these people last week just lost their New Year's resolutions, right? And that's because I think lots of us take those on an individual level. So the same kind of thing is happening here. If you commit to something as a group, if you recognize here's an area of growth for us as an organization, you are able to, you know, hold yourselves to that and really work to fine tune those things that you learn.
Nice. Thank you. Okay. So we talked a little bit about leadership. Let's focus a little more on communication now. So when we look at communication, how do you think communication impacts business practices?
Yeah, so you kind of have like communication 101, right? The communication that you talked about in high school speech class, you know, from active listening skills, not saying too much, those types of things, eye contact, body language, lots of those skills, which we do need to work on regularly. I think every single one of us has the opportunity to grow in those communication 101 skills. I think first-time supervisors who are taking on a completely new responsibility, moving from, you know, peer to a boss, that's a whole new level of responsibility. And so that communication 101 concepts shift a little bit for you. And so you need to kind of constantly be checking those things, things such as performance reviews, recognition, rewards. How are those things done? Giving constructive feedback or coaching somebody, all those depend on communication. And so your ability to use those kind of entry-level communication skills, which are most definitely not entry-level, every single individual in the world works on those and needs to get better at them. But that's, I think, one of the big things that businesses who really start to say, how are we coming across to each other? Recognizing the complexity that is communication. You know, as I said before, you really have the sender, the receiver, how the receiver's taking it back to the sender, it just kind of goes back and forth. I just watched a video about communication that talks about it in the terms of clay. You know, it's like playing catch with clay. Every single time you throw communication over, they grab the clay and it changes a little. They send it back and that person catches it and it molds it a little different. So communication's complex and ever-changing. And the more you're able to navigate that through kind of those 101 skills, it's extremely important to, it helps in just knowing, you know, what you're trying to get across. So that's what I would say is kind of the entry level. And as you step into leadership roles, I think one of the opportunities that leaders often miss is using communication as a tool, as a really strategic tool to drive some of the bigger things that they're trying to do, bigger goals. Let's take culture, for example. If you are a leader and you say, hey, we want to tackle organizational culture, things such as storytelling or the rituals that you as a company have either been doing over the past or you want to start doing, those are the types of tools, those are the types of things that as a leader, you can use strategic communication to really drive what that culture is. So I think there are kind of that advanced communication skills that go above and beyond, you know, how we're talking, what my email says, those types of things to really start impacting business practice in a way that can have some pretty dramatic effects.
Interesting. So it sounds like there's some pragmatic strategy or tools how to go about using communication to promote change or to drive some sort of outcome.
Yeah, so definitely.
You mentioned storytelling. What else do you see? What would be something you would share with somebody seeking some communication tools? What would be some next steps for them?
Yeah, so if you as a leader are saying, okay, what is important to our business? And let's say one of those examples is we want our organization to feel like family. We want family to be a priority here, not only us as an organization, but you as an individual and your family. Let's say that's something that you say, hey, here's a priority for us. You can communicate that through lots of different ways. Company meeting, you stand up and share a story about your own personal family. That communication right there is saying, hey, this is something that's important to me. Or my son or daughter has a basketball game this evening and I'm really excited about it. That's communicating that family is a priority to you. Hey, we're doing our summer get together, you know, that type of a thing, and everyone's family is invited. It's not just us, it's our whole family. That ritual then is about family. And not only is that just fun and exciting, but that right there is a strategic and intentional way for the leader to communicate family is important to us. And that same thing can be done from a wellness perspective. That can be done from recognitions and rewards. It can be done from when somebody screws up. Hey, we want to be a company that allows people to screw up a little bit and then learn from those mistakes and make not only them as an individual but us as a company better. they communicate that. When that happens, how are they responding? And how are they teaching their supervisors and their leaders to respond when that happens? And so all those little things are communication, you know, is how are they responding emotionally when they mess up? Those are all telltale signs of how a company is communicating, you know, those priorities for them as an organization. So I think it takes some real time, some strategic time to sit down and say, here's our goal and vision. And we talk a lot about that in our trainings and in our classroom time of, you know, what are those mission, vision, and goals? And I don't think every organization, they might have them on a wall, but they don't necessarily drive them. But what it's talking about is, what are we wanting to communicate, and how often do we go back to those and push those through our organization? And do our actions actually match the words that we're putting to those? And so it is, like I said, you have the communication 101 things that you as a team can constantly look at and work at and encourage each other to grow in. And then you kind of have those advanced skills as they work through to say, how are we as an organization putting ourselves not only out there to our internal people, to our employees, but to the world out and external to us? And how are we known? I think we could all name, you know, a handful of companies or more that, yeah, that's an awesome place to work. If they're an awesome place to work, that often means they're also doing well in other areas. So those types of ways that those businesses communicate is definitely impacting their business.
Thank you. I think that was a great answer. For those who are listening, there are some next steps. I remember early in my career, I was meeting with the VP of marketing, and he was coaching me through a project that I was leading. And at one point, he looked at me and he said, "Bo, you know what? Words are very important." Mm-hmm. And we ended up putting a lot of time into a PowerPoint that I was presenting to the executive team. And we spent hours looking at, okay, what does this sentence structure look like? And in hindsight, now I really see the value of that. And the words we choose and the stories we share from a communication strategy perspective as a leader are just as critical as some of those day-to-day actions we're doing, maybe managing operations or those kind of pieces. So thank you for sharing, Matt. Right. I think that's hopefully very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about leadership, some actual tangible communication strategies. So, Matt, in your experience, what are some of the new emerging trends you're seeing on the leadership and communication side?
Well, I think this won't come as a surprise to anybody out there, but communication, as I said earlier, is becoming more complex, and technology is playing a major role in that. Just this past week, I was catching a flight. I checked in via email. I got that email coming back to me saying I was checked in. I added my boarding pass to my Apple Wallet. When I got to the airport, I clicked one button, and there was my boarding pass. Technology's changing, and everything's moving extremely fast. Social media is playing a huge role, not only in how companies are marketing themselves and communicating to the, you know, their stakeholders and the other individuals that they're trying to represent themselves to, but they are using social media for internal things as well. You know, how are we representing ourselves to our employees? And so from a generational perspective, we're at 5 generations in the workforce right now. And every single one of those has a different opinion, a different comfortability with social media and technology in general. And so businesses and organizations are needing to really take that into account as they consider everything from things we've been talking about, from the recognition to constructive feedback. How are all of those things playing a role there? I think that some of those things are great for businesses, and they need to change and need to stay current and on the cutting edge of things. And others of them, they might need to say, I'm not sure this is the right tool for us. So I think that's one major trend that businesses are working through right now. And some things work great for some businesses and others not so much. And it really takes leaders to sit down and say, hey, this is something that we need to focus on. And the generational thing, the technology thing, how are we, you know, going to fit in there? I think another trend is some of the social justice issues. We live in a very diverse world right now, and lots of opinions all over the place. And the workplace is not some place that is avoids that. You know, that is, that stuff comes up in workplaces all the time. And I think that if businesses ignore that, they're just going to be dealing with those in a way that they don't have a plan for. And so they really need to sit down and give some good thought. And I've seen that happening in trainings that, we've gone through, leadership saying, we haven't dealt with this yet, but we're going to at some point. And so how are we going to respond? And so all the different, you know, things around diversity and in the workplace, that type of a thing. And we talk about a lot about this here, Bo, but micro learning. So some of the businesses need to keep their employees kind of on that cutting edge. Once again, our world is changing so much that maybe what you knew yesterday is not the same thing as what you know tomorrow. So we are constantly needing to keep our employees fresh. If you want to drive a successful business, your employees need to be at the forefront of a lot of that stuff. And so you don't have time, though, to send your employee for a, you know, 4-year bachelor's degree. That might be something you're encouraging them to do, and they will definitely grow through that. But you also need them to know things now. And so a lot of businesses are taking on workshops, you know, 2-hour things, full day things, 1-week things, to teach a specific skill. Some in the soft skill areas, I've seen a lot of those things, especially with the economy being the way that it is now. We have a lot of leaders, new leaders in the organizations, individuals that are kind of coming up and experiencing supervision for the first time. And so, yeah, they've never had to give someone feedback when they screwed something up. And so how do they communicate that? How do they work through that? So we give them a way to learn it. We actually, rather than just sending them out there to the wolves, we say, hey, let's give you some skills that you can actually use when this comes up. So that's been a major trend too, is how do we empower and teach our people without really disrupting the flow of our day with a major thing. So
thank you. So if I summarize that, man, I think it sounds like there's a lot of new emerging things going on, as to be expected, but there's got to be some strategy around what and when you take action.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank everybody for spending time with us. Hopefully you got some good takeaways, some good nuggets from this podcast. Also want to thank Matt for joining us today. If any of you have any questions and want to learn more, please feel free to go to moraineparc.edu/newsletter to sign up for upcoming training opportunities and future Talent Talk podcasts. This concludes our podcast today. I hope everybody has a wonderful day and got some good value out of spending time with us.